Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Five Memphis police officers charged with murder in custody, according to Shelby County authorities down in Tennessee. Jim Ryan joining us with the latest in the murder, the death, Tyree Nichols. Jim, these charges come as we await a video to be released.
Yes, several pieces of video. The body camera video from the five police officers, or at least some of the five police officers who were involved in the arrest and, believe his family, the subsequent death of Tyree Nichols. The arrest happened on January 7th. It started with a claim that Tyree Nichols was driving recklessly, that he was pulled over, and then that these five officers were there taking him into custody. There was something that the police initially called a confrontation. And twice during the attempt to detain him, that he began complaining of shortness of breath and then was taken to the hospital. He died 3 days later. And now, less than, 2 weeks after that incident, 3 weeks, the five police officers involved have been arrested. They've been booked and apparently are still in jail, having not bonded out.
Jim, did all five, did they face the same charges? Did all seem to have the same level of...
No.
Okay.
The district attorney talked about that yesterday. Susan said that there were various degrees of action or inaction involving these police officers. Some were accused simply of not helping, of not rendering aid after Tyree Nichols was in custody and clearly having trouble. So yeah, there are different charges against these five, but the DA said that regardless of the level of involvement in the death of Tyree Nichols, they all bear some responsibility.
When is this footage expected to be released, and what does it look like right now in Memphis as they kind of prepare, city officials do, for whatever might happen next?
Yes, well, it's supposed to happen after sometime after 6 o'clock Central Time tonight. Nobody's been specific about that. The city of Memphis is the agency or the entity that will release it. Family members of Tyree Nichols have already seen it. So too has the mayor and the governor of Tennessee, both of them saying that they were appalled by what they saw there, and the attorneys saying that it's a clear case of police brutality. So Memphis is preparing for this. The head of the NAACP is urging peace. Other members of the community saying that they want to see justice done, but to see it done against a backdrop of protest that remains peaceful.
Is it all police body cam video? Is it also surveillance video?
There is surveillance video involved, something called Sky Cop as well, which is cameras that have been posted around Memphis, as in a lot of cities, that may offer some different viewpoint or a vantage point of what happened there. But primarily, I think the police body camera video is what's going to be the most compelling and the most telling about what happened.
Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us live from Memphis this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.